The hitch rails in front of the Verde Saloon were still full as Frank walked toward the place, so he knew that Sandine's men were still inside. In the rear corner of the room, Ed Sandine, Vern Riley, and Carl Lanigan still sat together. Riley and Lanigan looked surprised to see Frank, especially with a lawman's tin star pinned to his shirt. Sandine regarded him through narrow, contemplative eyes.
Since I seem to have everybody's attention, I'll go ahead and tell you that I've just accepted the job of marshal here in San Remo. That means there's law in this settlement again, and I expect it to be obeyed and respected.
You're not going to order us to give up our guns, are you, Marshal?
Not unless Mayor Donahue tells me to.
That old windbag? You've made a mistake by playing along with him, Morgan. This'll just cause more trouble.
No, as of now, there won't be any trouble in San Remo. I won't stand for it.
This is a damn joke. Imagine a gunslinger like Frank Morgan packing a badge. You're no town tamer, Morgan. You're just like us. We're the fellas the lawmen don't like.
Don't compare me to the likes of you, Lanigan.
Why?
Stop it, Carl. We don't want any trouble here tonight.
Maybe you don't, but it seems to me that Morgan does.
I just want everybody here to understand. Everybody, there won't be any gunfights or brawls in San Remo. If you run into lazy F-punchers on the street, let them go on past in peace. You're welcome in town as long as you conduct your business quietly.
Has anybody said that my men conduct themselves otherwise?
Not to my knowledge.
And do you intend to issue this warning to Howard Flynn and his men?
As a matter of fact, I do.
And I have no complaint, Marshal. As long as you treat us fairly, you won't have any trouble from us.
Speak for yourself, Sandine.
I speak for Saber. And the men who ride for me are damn well better listen when I speak.
Then maybe it's time I draw my pay and ride on. I won't let this bastard push me around. Morgan thinks he's got me buffaloed, but he's wrong.
If you don't like me, Lanigan, I'm willing to make an exception and settle it with you.
Now you're talking.
But not with guns. Tell you what I'll do. I'll take off this badge for a few minutes, and we'll step outside and settle this man to man.
You want to fight me? Hell, Morgan, I got 50 pounds on you, and I'm at least 10 years younger.
I'll take my chances.
Damn right you will. Man to man, just like you said.
The two men walked out of the saloon. Sandine walked to the door of the saloon so that he could watch the action.
All you Saber men, stay out of this. It's between Lanigan and Morgan.
Frank started out into the street. Twisting, Frank drove the heel of his hand up under Lanigan's bearded chin, forcing his head back. Frank came up on his hands and knees, and then surged to his feet just ahead of Lanigan. Frank stepped in and threw a hard right that caught Lanigan on the jaw. Frank was able to avoid most of Lanigan's punches, but one of them landed on his chest, and the other fist clipped him on the side of the head. Lanigan rushed in to finish off his opponent. Frank didn't give him a chance to recover. With a last-ditch effort, Carl reached out and grabbed Frank's shirt, then went over backward, pulling Frank with him. Instead of tugging against Lanigan, Frank suddenly went with him as the man tried to pull him in. He lowered his head and butted it into Lanigan's face. Frank pushed himself upright. Lanigan followed, but he was wobbly. Frank took advantage.
Say goodnight, son.
Sandine stepped out onto the boardwalk, looked at Lanigan's sprawled figure, and shook his head in disgust.
You boys, pick him up and put him on his horse. We'll take him back to Saber with us.
I thought he drew his time, Sandine.
That was just talk. Carl still works for me.
Better keep a tight rein on him.
Oh, I keep a tight rein on all my men. Until it's time to let him go.
With that, Sandine walked back into the saloon. Willard Donahue and Jasper Culverhouse came running over to Frank.
That was one hell of a fracas. Sandine and his men know you mean business now, Marshal.
I hope so.
Yeah, well, I got some liniment down at the barn you can soak those hands in, Marshal. It'll fix them right up. You'll be fine by morning.
I hope so.